Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy. It is time for a gang-related recap show right here on Blog Talk Radio / Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, I don't have Amy McCracken because Amy is still out of town. She is on her way back from San Diego Comic-Con. But I do have Miss Jenny Fly. What's up, Jenny?
Nothing. What's going on? It's Monday. Yeah.
Now,
it's time for gang-related.
Now, for people that are tuning in right now, the reason why you sound a little distant is because you finally cleaned your house.
Shut the hell up. No, it's because I was reorganizing stuff, and I don't know where I reorganized those headphones to.
Yeah, so people, that basically what happened is she lost her headphones because if nobody really knows, if you've been to her house, and I go there from time to time, she's a hoarder. And
you're such a fucking liar. Don't say that. That's disgusting.
And she's got it.
You're such a liar. You're a hoarder. You're the one who has all those boxes in your damn fucking media room, so don't even let me
those
start
boxes, but those boxes have treasures in them.
Yeah, whatever. I am not a hoarder. I think that's disgusting. I just said I had the headphones by my computer, and then, you know what? Hold on. Maybe they're in this bag.
Wow. So while Jenny's looking for her headphones, but, you know, we can hear her fine, but just...
No, they're not.
They're not. That's great. Cool. Jesus Christ.
I know. Sorry, guys. I
feel like I'm dealing with Carlos right now from Gang Related.
Oh, my God. He's so annoying. He even annoyed me more on this episode.
Okay, so let's jump into it. People, if you're tuning into this live show, the chat room is open. So if you're listening on your cell phone, you cannot get into the chat room. But don't forget, if you're listening to the web browser, blogtalkradio.com/variety-radio-online, you can actually sign in through your Facebook page. And then if you scroll all the way down, you can actually see our little chat room. So I just sent out a tweet. So if you want to retweet that, Jenny, you can.
Okay.
So let's talk this episode. It aired on July 24th, last week on Fox. And I know that Carlos got on your nerves.
Yes. But it airs on Thursday, though. I'm like, wait, why Friday? It airs on Thursday, no?
Yeah, it airs on Thursday.
Oh, I thought you said Friday. Whatever.
Okay, Carlos. So let's talk about the big moments. Let's just get, before we get into the hateful moment for you, let's talk about, holy crap balls, the ending, freaking Javier Acosta gets arrested.
His face. I think he wanted to kill Ryan.
Do you think he was more pissed off, or do you, it seemed like when he got out of the truck, he was almost like in shock, like crushed.
I was like, is he going to jump? Is he going to commit suicide?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, if this dude rolls off the side of the mountain, I'm going to be pissed.
No, me too. I was like, if he fucking dies, I quit this show.
So, I mean, when the ending, I swear to God, when I was watching it and all of a sudden all the crap starts coming, they find, Ryan finds the GPS under his car. He does a plate check while he's chasing and finds out that it's got to be registered to the Eternal Affairs Carter. So he's pissed off. I swear to God, and this is what I liked about this show, because I was like, no, it's going to be really predictable. Ryan is like, dude, we got the wrong car. Turn around. He's in the truck. And everybody, including myself, is thinking, I even wrote it down. I was like, Ryan does a serious dick move. I really thought he was going to do this on purpose. And then all of a sudden you see Javier in the truck and he arrests him. Nuts.
I know. I don't even know. I'm kind of, like, a little worried. Like, how is that dynamic? It's going to change everything. Like, I don't want Ryan and Los Angelicos to be upset at each other. I'm like, they're family. I'm like, they have to work this out. So,
well,
I'm hoping that Ryan has a backup plan, or I don't know, because I just couldn't believe he did that. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
So let me ask you a question. You're Ryan in that position. What do you do? Do you let Javier get away and take the chance of something happening, or do you arrest Javier Acosta?
I mean, I think he did that because he knew, like, they're on me. I think he figured it out. Like, they're tracking me. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Somebody's watching me. Something's up. Like, he's a smart boy. I think that's why he did that, but I don't know how he's going to get out of this one. How is he going to get Javier out of jail? Like,
well, because I see – did you watch next week's trailer?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't remember.
See, next week they show Javier in court, and then you see pretty much everybody's pissed off at Daniel. And then I think Daniel.
I'm sorry.
At Ryan.
At Ryan, yeah.
Yeah, and then Javier's in the cell, and I guess they're a little interrogation room, and he's yelling at Ryan, telling him he was supposed to keep him out of that position and being locked up. So the family's pissed off. There's a war about to happen. It's about to get really crazy. I don't know. I don't think Daniel and Carlos, especially Carlos, is going to be able to forgive Ryan for getting his father locked up.
Carlos needs to take a fucking seat. Like, shut the fuck up. You are a retard. Like, nobody cares what you think.
Okay, so let's talk about one thing before we can jump into Carlos. Okay, do you remember when they arrest Javier and Chapel looks at Ryan and just kind of smiles? And because they take away Javier, did you notice that Chapel just smiled at him and didn't give? I mean, I would have thought you would have gotten a big more response. A hell yeah!
I'm telling you, I think he knows something. I don't know why. I feel like he has something up his sleeve. Like Chapel, like something's going on.
Yes, when he just did, I mean, this whole time Chapel's been wanting this, and all of a sudden, all he does is just kind of smile and nod his head, not a hug, a jump, a high five, let's go have a couple of beers, nothing.
Yeah.
I think he knew something. Or he kind of knew something was going on and this kind of fixed, I don't know. But I think Chapel's on to him as well, you know? So,
yeah.
So let's talk about Carlos. Let's talk about Carlos.
Okay.
Now, Carlos, one, I didn't understand. Did you notice how Carlos... Okay, I love this episode because it starts off right of last week's episode.
Oh, my God, so
where
good.
Where Javier had killed pretty much all of Salazar's people and everybody.
Yeah.
But did you notice how Carlos – well, I guess they cleaned everything up, but I was a little concerned that Carlos went rolling in his wheelchair. I think if they wouldn't have cleaned it up good enough, you would have saw little blood trails of – Carlos would have given it away that he was there because he's the only one in a wheelchair around everything.
Yeah.
Now, when they had to find that witness, were you on Carlos's side? Like, it seemed like he really didn't want that girl to get hurt and really wanted her to go back to her little city.
Yeah, I was surprised about that. I didn't think he had a heart, but apparently he does. And that was nice, and it kind of sucks that the girl had to die. Like, I was like, oh, I hope they don't kill her. But I think she would have said something eventually to somebody.
Do you think she would have? You think?
Yeah.
So you would have if you were Carlos and his boy, you would have taken, like, if I was Carlos in his wheelchair and you grabbed the girl and you were like, Mike, would you want to kill her or would you want to, like, let her live?
I don't ever want to be in that kind of situation, so I have no fucking idea.
But Jenny, if you were a gang member.
I don't want to be a gang-related person. That's scary. No, I don't know. Dude, I mean, he has to. That's his family. That's his dad. Like...
Yeah. Well, you could tell he really didn't want
to. No, he didn't want to.
He didn't want to. He felt really bad.
Yeah.
I could tell. And, you know, and even, I don't know, do you think Carlos is changing? Because from that opportunity right there talking to that chick and her having to die.
No, he is actually not changing.
He actually went to Daniel and seemed like he was trying to see how his brother was doing until Daniel was a little douchebag and trying to, you know, and then it pissed off Carlos and Carlos winds up rolling off.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't think Carlos... No, he has, that's his, no, he's going to be a dick forever, I think.
Really?
I think so.
Well, I think he was actually trying to connect with Daniel, and then Daniel.
If he had a heart, next episode, he wouldn't be mad at Ryan. So, no, I don't think he's changing anytime soon.
So then you're telling me that next week, if Carlos understands Ryan, then you're like, okay, I like Carlos?
No, I don't think I'll ever like Carlos, just because he rubs me the wrong way. Every time I see him, I'm like, ugh.
Jane, I don't know why you say that, because most of the guys you date are kind of like Carlos.
You're such a fucking liar, you know that. Why he always talk shit, dude?
All right.
You're such a liar. There's no.
Whatever. Let's see. What else? What else happens? Oh, B finally. Well, first of all, B looks hot in a red dress.
Oh, my God. I knew you would say that.
Oh, yeah. I had to tweet her out. I was like, whoa. That was pretty cool there. What'd you think about that whole part there? I mean, she almost gets raped, tells the Russian Slotko that she has HIV, but then she winds up telling the team that she's got it finally.
Does she have it? She doesn't know.
There's a chance. Yeah, there's a chance. Waiting
she
for
doesn't
the
know. Yeah, she's waiting for the blood work. Hopefully she doesn't have it. But no, I think that was a sweet, like, they love each other moment that I really like. I was like, oh, that's cute. They do care about each other. All four of them.
I'm telling you, I really think Han has the hots for V.
I think so too.
You see, I mean, that punch that he gave to the Russian guy, he was pissed.
Yeah, I think he cares about her. Yeah.
You think they're gonna get it on?
I don't know. We have to see how this whole HIV thing plays out. And I
really don't think she does, because I think the syringe that guy grabbed was, I don't think it was
used yet.
Yeah, it wasn't used yet. It was just a syringe that he had picked up off of the whatchamacallit. So I'm hoping. I got my fingers crossed.
I hope she doesn't have it either. But I do think he likes her, and I don't know. I think maybe later, yeah, they will.
Right.
What love each other.
What'd you think about the whole, the boss and Matthias? Now, Matthias, it's obvious that Matthias, who's, I know that you think is hot, the ball-headed guy.
Yes. Amari, or whatever his name is, yeah.
Yeah, do you, he's really on to, he doesn't trust Javier at all.
No, he doesn't, and I think he's going to get killed pretty soon.
You think Matthias is going to die?
Yeah, I think so.
See, because, I like Matthias. I like his
character.
Him
too, actually, but no, I think he's about to get
at. Well, you know what's going to – I can kind of predict, I think, my gut feeling what's going to happen. I think that the boss man, of course, is in prison, right?
Yeah.
Javier wants to take him out fast.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that the boss is going to die before, and then Matthias is going to go on a rampage.
I think you might be right. I think they are going to kill – I think Javier is – he's going to do some stuff for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that whole
super pissed now. Even now that he's in jail, it's probably worse. So, or he's arrested or whatever the fuck. But yeah, I think it's gonna get a little crazy. Like some shit's about to go down.
Yeah, because even if Javier's still locked away, he can still get the boss man killed. If that happens,
I hope he does. I don't like that man. I'm like, kill him.
Yeah, you want to kill everybody.
Whatever.
Good, but you don't have a gang-related attitude.
Yeah, I don't have a mean bone in my body, Mike.
Yeah. Every episode you've been on with me, you're like, kill, kill, kill.
You're such a fucking lie.
Whatever.
Whatever.
So I think it's pretty much it.
Yeah, this episode was real, like, even I said it because I watched it a little bit again this morning, and I was like, yeah, you know, like the whole part when Ryan and Javier were arguing, too, before everything went down, like that was pretty serious, And Ryan wants to help his family. He loves his family, but he's in a really tough situation.
Yeah.
And he really wants the family to go, like, straight. But this kind of fucked up that whole plan because this is not going to end, like, anytime soon.
And what about love?
I love love.
What about Jess? She seems like she's on the fence. Like, she doesn't.
No, she's done fucked up. She fucked up in my book. I'm like, you done fucked up the whole situation, girl. You should have kept your mouth shut. You should have tried to do your own undercover investigation and maybe decide later.
Well, she did. But Jess did try to talk to Ryan in the beginning and was like, you can talk to me. You can tell me.
She's already fucking talking to her boss man and told him everything. So why the fuck, like, be all nice to him now and try to get the goods? Because you know you're going to fucking tell on him anyways. You already snitched once.
Okay. I can tell you don't like Jessica at all.
No, I don't.
Gosh. All right, Jenny Fly, I think we did good on this one here. We know that you hate Jessica, and your favorite motto in this episode is kill, kill, kill.
You're such a lie. No, it's not that, but it's like, you know, do you have like a little loyalty to him? Like, hey, you slept with him, and maybe you should have tried to talk to him about it. Like, hey, it's your job, too, so like talk to him and be like, hey.
Well, speaking of, okay, you got Jess and Carter who pull up and see that Javier's arrested. Do you think that Carter now is going to be satisfied? Do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think he's not going to be satisfied. No way.
He really truly feels Ryan's the mole anyways.
Yeah, he does.
He's not going to stop.
No, he's not.
Well, at least Ryan is on to it. I don't know. I kind of, this episode, I swear to God, I mean, at the end when I thought he was letting Javier go, even though I love Javier, I was thinking, Ryan, this is a total douchebag move. But when he did this, I was like, I was shocked. I was like, Javier is going to be pissed, and then Theo. I think Theo is going to understand. I think he's going to be the only one that's going to be like.
I think Theo is super smart. I think so too, and I really think Ryan better come up with something quick because we cannot have my boo Javier in jail.
Okay, so you hate Jessica, kill, 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 and free the drug lord.
I just really like Javier.
I know you do. So so last thing, scale 1 to 10, what did you think of this episode?
It was up there. I was really excited about everything. I think it's getting better and better. I'll give it a 8.5.
I would agree. It is getting better and better.
It didn't top last week's episode. I mean, last week I jumped out of my freaking chair. I was like, booyah, sucker, you're dead.
Yeah, that ending right there was, and even how it started, even the blood everywhere, Javier's look in his eye, the music, Theo coming in there.
He's crazy. I think he's a little crazy, but yeah.
Even Theo coming in and was like looking around is like, whoa. What?
Carlos's little smirk got on my nerves. I was like, shut up, you little...
Carlos was like, yeah, that's what you freaking get.
Yeah, he was. I'm like, ugh, get on my nerves, Carlos.
And poor Daniel, he's ruined.
That sucks, because I really like that he was a good guy, but he's a little mean. Like, slow your roll, swerve.
Yeah, he's being thuggish to the wrong people.
Yeah, dude, I'm like, calm down, you are not a gangster, just be you, it's going to be okay.
All right, well, I think that's it for this this episode.
Yeah.
Of course, don't forget... It airs every Thursday on Fox, people. You can hear past recap shows that we've done for gang-related. We'll be back next Monday, 11 o'clock Central, and I believe, Jenny, we can have you back, and Amy will be back as well. So I know that she's been upset because she's been texting me saying, these episodes are so good and I'm missing the recap show. So I know she's probably got a lot to talk about when she gets back. So everybody else that tuned in, thank you very much. Everybody have a great week. If you would like to see more stuff that we've done, recap shows, all that good stuff, go to thevro.com. Also at thevro on Twitter, Variety Radio Online on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Jenny Fly can be found on Twitter and Instagram at Jenny Fly, and also jennyflyblog.com. My blog is called iwatchmike.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Mike the Movie Guy. And if you subscribe to iTunes, go to iTunes and look up Variety Radio Online, and that's it. So big shout-outs to GR Addicts out there. If you follow them on Twitter, they're big fans, and they're always got their hands and fingers and toes into everything gang-related. So at GR Addicts, that's it. Everybody else, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.